This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane.
Pop, 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 pop it up!
So the idea for this week's Audiograph came from a listener.
You got it!
My name's Janet Solid, and I am a native San Franciscan, born and raised. When I'm home in the afternoons, which is not very often, so usually I'll be homesick from work, and I hear this sound every afternoon around 4:30, and I always hear this sound.
Wow. Thank you, Janet. This is a great one.
Let me hear you stop to the left.
All right, listeners, have you figured it out yet? Here's someone who can tell you all about it.
My name is Greg Yee. I'm the captain of the San Francisco Police Academy, and we're at 350 Amber Drive in San Francisco in the Diamond Heights neighborhood.
I met up with Captain Yee in the Police Academy parking lot, just a block or two from Janet Solid's apartment. It was a sunny day, and two classes of Police Academy recruits, classes 241 and 243, were marching around the parked cars.
The marching military drill is part of the academy environment. So it's a paramilitary organization. So we want these officers to understand how to march, turn left, turn right. So if they were ever deployed later on, they know where to line up in what formation, who's in front of them, who's in back of them. It's just an efficient way of moving a large amount of people in any given time.
You want to be PD, you got to do it my way.
Do you want to be a PD, you have to do it my way, or it's the highway.
My way or the highway.
So they have a little fun with it. They sort of make things up as they go.
My way or the highway.
You have to keep it professional.
Just the other day I heard the captain say,
you know, the words paramilitary sounds scary. So what does that mean exactly to, like, a regular person?
It just emphasizes the structure of the organization, where we do want officers to free think, to think about how they want to resolve a problem or an issue. But at the same time, where there are those high-stress situations where things need to happen immediately, the officers need to know that there's a chain of command where if the boss at the top says, I need A, B, and C done, that's just how it's done. And you have to have that trust and faith in your boss that what you're doing is the right decision. Whether you agree with it or not, that's just a decision that has to be made.
Work hard. Double time. Hard.
They're here for 7 months, and they have about 1,000, probably 1,100 hours of instruction at the academy. And San Francisco is one of the longest police academies in the state, where the state is mandating a minimum of approximately 800 hours.
Oh, yeah! Here we go! On the run! On the move! Number one! We're the best!
We try to produce the best police officer for San Francisco. And I think that's why our academy is longer than others, because we, if you will, we add the San Francisco experience into the academy. We weave it into not just what the state wants, but what does the city also want from our officers.
What is that? What's the San Francisco experience?
It's just the cultural diversity of the understanding that we have Chinese, we have African-American, we have Hispanic population, we have non-English-speaking members, we have first generation, second generation, third generation. And that's a big deal to understand the culture you're going to work in, because we have 10 district stations, and within those 10 districts within San Francisco, you have unique neighborhoods which are heavily influenced by the cultural background of the residents who live there. And you need to understand that.
That was Captain Greg Yee at the San Francisco Police Academy. And congratulations to Jack Rivers. You knew exactly where we recorded today's audiograph. We're sending you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, we'll have a new mystery sound next week. Are you ready? Here's your sneak listen.
And we start moving the stick up and down and up and down, and as we keep going, it turns into butter.
We do have a program with laundry where we'll wash laundry the way they did so back 100 years ago.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.